Part 1. Winning Long-Term Games. Chapter 1. The First Principle. The key to winning long-term games is to stop playing them as a succession of separate short-term games. Yet most people take the opposite approach. Here are three examples. 1. The manager who sees each interaction with her team as a separate game. Every time she talks to her subordinates, it's to get things done rather than develop their skills. As a result, she fails to build the long-term assets, a competent team, she needs in order to win her long-term game, a successful career. 2. The spouse who lies as a way to avoid responsibility. If lying has, say, a 1% chance of getting discovered, it is a great short-term tactic. It succeeds 99% of the time, but a terrible long-term strategy. If you lie once a week, you have a 99.5% chance of getting caught over a decade. 3. The solopreneur who sends weekly emails to their mailing list and sees each as a separate game. They consume their audience's trust to generate more sales within a single email instead of building trust to create more sales within a few months. These three examples show that approaching long-term games as a succession of separate short-term games is a bad strategy, despite working great over short-time horizons. The better strategy is to embrace the repeated nature of long-term games. This doesn't mean proceeding slowly or delaying gratification, not at all. Instead, it means to play short-term games, not to win them, but to increase your chances of winning the long-term game. For example, use short-term games to build long-term assets, such as trust, know-how, habits, relationships, etc. Any success achieved without them won't last long. Play iterated games. Interact with people not to get the most out of each interaction, but to improve the next interaction. Take risks, but never risks that might ruin your long-term assets, capital, trust, health, etc. Take on projects that might not work, but do it in such a way that even failure brings you closer to success, say, building skills, self-knowledge, relationships, etc. Notice the common thread. Winning long-term games is not about going slow or avoiding short-term games. It is about playing short-term games as parts of long-term ones, not to win the former, but to win the latter. Chapter summary. This chapter illustrated the first principle to winning long-term games. Play short-term games not to win them, but to progress your long-term objective. When considering how to play a given short-term game, examine the impact of all options on your longer-term goals and choose the one with the most positive influence. Of course, sometimes you need to win short-term games to progress your long-term goals, as when an important deadline is looming. But even then, how you choose to win the short-term game will significantly impact your long-term goals, and you should consider that. Otherwise, you will find yourself winning short-term games, but making no progress towards your long-term goals, a very frustrating situation. This was the first principle to win long-term games. The next chapter is about the second and last principle.